This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny 106.7 The Fan. The Redskins offense ranks 5th in yards per play, 16th rushing. They are number 1 in passing yards per play in football. No DeSean Jackson, no problem. Cue Chris Thompson. Kirk Cousins, additionally, is number 5 in the NFL in terms of best interception rate. Just 2 picks at this point. He's number 8 in the NFL in avoiding sacks. Their offense is having a very strong season. And we're wondering where the credit goes. Danny and I will rank our top 3 guys deserving the most credit. We just want from you guys who you give the credit to, where you think we should point the arrow toward. 800-636-1067. We all kind of feared after you lost 2 1,000-yard receivers, the offense was going to regress. And to this point, they're better in the red zone, and they're still top 5 in yards per play, and they're number 1 in passing yards per play. Danny, I got my ranking this way. You ready?
Go ahead.
I'm going Jay Gruden 1. I think a lot of what happens well for this team is by design, particularly this past week in the screen game. You know, that was the embodiment of kind of what I'm talking about. But they hit a huge screen to Jamison Crowder on a 3rd and 16 early in the year. They hit a 70-plus yard gain on a screen to Chris Thompson on a 3rd and 22, I think it was. They do it really well, and they're going to the well. And they're practicing it more, as Cousins told us yesterday, and they've got a lot of belief in themselves in that short passing game. So I think a lot of this is designed well by Jay Gruden. Little things like they gave Jamison Crowder an end around for 11 yards on the first play from scrimmage this past week against San Francisco. So you fast forward to from that game, and later on the touchdown pass, I think it was to Pirine, or perhaps it was just a screen to Thompson that went for a big gain. They brought Crowder around for an end around. Everyone sucked to Crowder, and it set up a huge gain on the other side of the field on a screen to Thompson. And little things like that, it's just a perfectly designed offense right now in the passing game. So I give Gruden 1. Cousins is 2 because he's proving that the people who said that the only reason he was putting up numbers and the only reason he was having success was because of all the weapons around him is completely erroneous. This guy doesn't need DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, Jordan Reed playing at an all-pro level, and Jamison Crowder catching 80 balls to have success. He's doing that with Pryor underachieving, with Crowder underachieving, with Reed underachieving, and basically Chris Thompson, Vernon Davis, and minimal contributions from everyone else led by Ryan Grant. So he's 2, and then I put Thompson 3rd. He has replaced Jackson as the big play guy, and as I said last segment, he's having one of the best first 5 games by a running back out of the backfield as a pass catcher in the 2000s, and it has been amazing to watch.
So my rankings are the same, and if the question is why are they 5 in yards per play, why are all the good stats that we're coming up with? Because there's stats that aren't as kind, and I went through those in the spirit of fairness. 24th in red zone percentage, 14th in points per game, which don't add up compared to the other things that are really, really good that they deserve credit for. So if we're asking the things they deserve credit for, who's most responsible? Jay Gruden is 1 because you saw the adjustment. They initially came out saying it's the Terrell Pryor show. They went away from that. Thank goodness they did, because it's much smarter this way. And they are better this way, doing it as they are. So he's 1. Cousins is 2. Thompson is 3 for all the reasons that you stated. Now, I'm still frustrated, like a lot of people are, and you will probably guess who the first person in on this topic was, GP. I'm frustrated like everybody else that they're not better in the red zone. That, if we're going to ask that later on at some other point, I would say I put most of that blame on Jay Gruden as well, saying, hey, we've got to design it up better in the red zone. It's got to be less, you know, funky handoffs and fewer fades or something. They've got to find a way to be better in the red zone.
Well, your rankings could be
problem.
The same even there.
Yeah,
because
you're right.
You could go Gruden 1 and Cousins 2. I mean, you just have to be very much sound and nearly perfect in the red zone. And I'll give you an example. There was a missed throw to Terrell Pryor when he had a step for an easy touchdown, and Cousins missed him kind of on a boot.
High and outside a little bit, yeah.
Absolutely, and they settled for a field goal. Now, that's just one play. It's one throw. It's one snap. But those add up. That's a touchdown instead of a field goal. Instead of being ranked tied for 24th in the NFL right now, maybe you're ranked 21st or 20th if you connect there. Maybe we could find a couple of other throws. There was also, though, the tremendous seed, just a dart in a tiny window to Josh Doctson for a touchdown. Cousins has made a few of those this year, so there's some good and some bad. You don't pin it all on him, just like you don't give him all the success of the offense being good. But I'd say you could almost put the same rankings. You could go Gruden, you could go Cousins, and then kind of fill in after that. But let's get to the phones and see what people think. 800-636-1067. Where does the credit go for the Redskins being a top five offense?
Let's go to Allen in center. Allen, you're first up. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So first thing, I agree with everything you guys are saying. I'd just like to add two things. Number one, I hope a lot of people agree with me. I want to see more Doctson. Obviously, he's shown what he can do when he's on the field. I'm not sure with him being fragile or his injuries or whatnot, but I want to see more of him. I want to see more touchdowns. I want to see more of his abilities. Number two, I was at the game. I was at the San Fran game. When Thompson's running up the middle, love the guy. But Pirine should have been going up the middle. I think he's our punch you in the face, punch you in the mouth guy. Keep pounding the ball up the middle. He's always the guy moving the ball forward. Rob Kelly has done it, but Pirine has definitely shown he moves the ball, and I want to see more of that.
Thank you.
Well, the Redskins put him on the field on the final three plays of the game. On that last drive where they ran it three times, I wanted to see him throw it for that reason. I mean, Jay Gruden was asked in the press conference yesterday by our own Craig Hoffman, who's going to join us at 1 today, why was Pirine on the field, not Thompson or Mac Brown? And he said, well, we knew we were going to bang it between the tackles three times, and Samaje's our best at doing that, so we wanted to give him the chance. So they know that, too, and it's something I'm sure they're going to try to do.
Let's go to Chris in D.C. to tell us why we shouldn't be excited about the offense that is the ranked fifth in yards per play in the NFL. Chris, good morning.
What's up, fellas? Let's be honest here. I hate when y'all do this, especially because y'all get set us up for a big jinx right here. But, I mean, the best person on the team so far this year through five great games is Chris Thompson. But yes. We only scored 12 touchdowns, fellas. Let's not get ahead of each other. We on pace to score 350 points again, which is below 400. I mean, so we're not going to score over 45 touchdowns, which to me is like the minimum of a great offense. So to put us in this, I know you guys are stat guys and y'all prefer the late, but you got to score points. Touchdowns is where the offense is supposed to produce at, and right now we're definitely lacking. Especially
hey, Chris, real quick, though. I'm glad that you called in and made whatever point you wanted to. The topic that we're asking people to call in about, why are they top five in offense right now? Chris Thompson, your answer? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. You. So, again, the question is, why are they top five in yards per play, which is a surprise given they lost 2 1,000-yard receivers. Jordan Reed's been hurt. Jamison Crowder, shell of himself. So we all agree they need to score more points. Does anyone disagree with that? If you disagree with that, say something. Nobody said anything. We want them to score more points. Everybody's on that. The fact that they're effective at all, I thought they were taking a huge step back. Week one, I thought this is the new reality. They can't move the football. They won't really be able to run it. Their outside receivers can't get the job done. They will not move the football this year. Four games in a row they have.
Should be noted, last year they were just outside of the top 10 in terms of scoring per game. This year they are 14th. So they're in the top half of the league, despite the fact that they really haven't gotten Doctson going in the red zone until this past week. And last year they were just outside of the top 10. So I mean, there's no reason to pretend like they're dead last in scoring offense. This would be a second straight year, perhaps, where they'll be well above the midway mark in the NFL. Let's get back to the calls, if people have them. 800-636-1067 in just a few moments. Also, today is Tuesday and the Redskins played on a Sunday. That means it is time for Redskins Survivor next. You know how this works. On our Facebook page, facebook.com/Grant and Danny right now, there are options for you. We started with 17 Redskins. In the end, there will be only one Redskins Survivor. We boot a player off the island. We give one immunity. Next on Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.